The Hideous Creature Show.
This was me, Brian Butterfield, 6 months ago before starting my diet plan. But just look at me now. I feel like a new man thanks to the Butterfield diet. The results have been incredible.
No one here.
Oh, sorry. The results have been incredible. Okay, here's your weekday plan. Breakfast, one cornflake, toasted with low-fat spread. Drink, hot water. Lunch, small raw potato, peeled. Salad, mini lettuce leaf. Drink, room temperature water. Dinner, square of low-fat turkey breast. Baked bean in low-fat tomato sauce. Broccoli shavings, drink, chilled water. Pudding, ice cubes and artificial sweetener. Follow this diet to the letter, every day. Then, at the weekend, it's time for a reward. Saturday is treat day. For 24 hours, you can literally eat anything.
Pizza, birthday pie, pints of cream, pork cylinders, potato grids, artificial bacon, large macs.
You name it.
Sandwich casserole, chocolate quail's eggs, garlic pudding, fluffy ruffs, hoisin crispy owl, pasta pillows, bonbon bonbons, McFortune cookies.
It's up to you.
Discount foie gras, egg and ham slabs, during dinner mince, mystery meat, quiches Lorraine, 20 cheese omelette.
Anything goes. Just remember, you've only got 24 hours and not a second longer. Sunday is your rest day. These trousers are so loose. I think I may need to buy a new belt. The Butterfield Diet Plan. Order it exclusively online at www.butterfielddiet.com. Call now.
City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside 2202, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets. The date is Wednesday, July 24th, 2013, and I am one of your hosts, and my name is June.
And my name is Jenny.
And my name is Patrick.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is a Hideous Creatures Show, episode number 187. Thank you for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internets. I have a question. And I don't know who to, I don't want to say point the finger at, but what, who was in charge of doing the scavenger hunt list?
Patrick.
Okay. What happened with the scavenger hunt, Patrick?
The scavenger
there was supposed to be a list made and put online so that listeners could come up with how many points they scored and tally them up and become a part of our show and like show enthusiasm by participating in our scavenger hunt that
participating
we took
and
so
embodying
family. Long,
that
family.
We put so much time and so much effort into creating.
What happened? To embody them into the show.
Did I say embody them into the show?
No, but what you want to do is like draw
bring them into
in.
The bosom of the show.
That's very well.
What happened
spoken.
To the list, Patrick?
The list got lost somewhere in a back pocket of Lee jeans.
Ah.
That list will be up very shortly on Facebook. I'll refigure it out and send it to
did
Jenny.
You how just out of curiosity because I don't remember what how many questions or how many things were on the scavenger hunt list do you remember Jenny?
I don't there was a lot.
There's more than 10.
I would say there was even like more than 20.
Yeah,
I don't know if at a certain spot it just got blurry. We also made like little addendums, but it will be done. I will go through it. I'll send it to Jenny. Jenny can post it because she knows about that Facebook wizardry that I don't know.
we got actually somebody did send us in. Hold on a sec. I gotta actually look it up. Oh, I shut my fucking internet off.
Good job.
Sorry, listener. I don't remember your name, but somebody sent in a picture of her caption was, she said, Look what just walked into my local watering hole, and it was a dude with a parrot on his shoulder. And she sent a picture.
That's awesome. And I'm so glad she got a picture. That is kick-ass.
I haven't written back, but that picture's fantastic. That the smug ass look on his face.
He had
in the
a smug
photo.
Ass look.
Yeah.
Of course he did. He had a parrot.
And then that dude also.
Was it a service animal? I just need to calculate this.
Yeah, the actual parrot on his wing had a little red cross little thing.
Like a nurse?
Yeah, he's a nurse.
He was carrying a little first aid bag.
Right. So he had a little what are they called on the head on their heads? What are those actual
the
things?
The crop.
The crop. Is that what it is?
I think maybe.
No, the doctors wear.
Oh, the little. The round silver
disc,
thing?
The reflector.
What does that do?
I don't know. I don't think they even use that anymore.
Like light hits it, and then they can see. That's what it does.
Is that really all it does?
Yeah.
That thing's. Did the doctors even use that anymore?
I don't think
Why
so.
Is there a hole in the middle of it, though? I don't know.
Oh, no.
They don't use that anymore.
No. If a doctor walked in wearing that, I would leave.
Okay, so a listener took a picture of a parrot walking into a bar. A guy with a...
Yes.
A parrot walks into a bar and he says,
a rabbi and a fuck... Anyway, walks into a dude on the shoulder, and you're saying he had a smug look on the face in the picture?
No, the parrot did. The guy looked like an idiot. No, I'm joking. Of course, the parrot... the guy had a smug look on his face. Hold on, I'm opening up Facebook right now.
Sorry for our listeners that June's internet just decided to crash.
Can we do... While I'm looking at this, can you tell me how hot it is
in
the studio here?
Will you do a temperature check?
It is 90 degrees.
Fucking Christ.
Yeah, it's hot in here.
I think you're throwing.
I wish that our listeners had smell-a-vision or smell-a-hearing so that they could smell what we all smell like.
Do I smell? You don't smell.
I'm sweating like a goddamn piglet.
Yeah, but your sweat smells like roses and June smells like hummus, so.
Can you blow that picture up, please?
Amy Humbler.
Amy Humbler.
And here's the picture, you guys.
Oh my God.
Camo hat, parrot on the shoulder. Oh, he has a chin strap beard too.
Hopefully it's not her boyfriend. I don't think
Sorry,
it is.
Amy Humbler. No, because she said, look what just walked in. She didn't invite the guy, obviously. I don't know if Amy went home with him. Maybe she did.
All right, so there was somebody who has a parrot on their shoulder. That's a rating. But that look that man is giving, that has to be worth something. And Amy captured that in a photograph.
I say bonus for capture.
Well, what she says here is she says, howdy, June. Look what just showed up in my local watering hole. So how many points for this? And that's where I went, wait a minute. I thought the points are supposed to be on the website and on Facebook.
An executive decision here that she gets 50 extra points for a picture.
I agree.
I don't say it's a picture. I say it's, why don't we say 25 for the smug shot and 25 for the picture? And
I'm okay with that. 50 total. Plus the total, the bird total.
That guy is looking like, look at me. I know you're taking my picture and we're going home tonight. That's what that picture says.
What's the bird's name, Jenny?
Carl.
Patrick?
I say Choctaw.
Choctaw.
You win.
I say Chewbacca.
It's not a contest.
I'm just curious because you know it's got some like hipster fucking name. Look
Carl.
At that.
Carl.
They all start with C.
I know.
It starts with a C. We know that.
Right. We know we've narrowed that down.
I say 50 points just for the smug look on that fucker's face. Plus,
I say an extra 50 for Amy that she was the first
100?
One.
100 points for Amy.
Yes.
So again, Amy, thank you for sending that in. That was great.
Amy is the one to beat, ladies and gents.
Oh, shit. Jenny, I have a question for you.
Okay.
What's up with your gypsy mom, Kayla? What's up with, Carol, what's up with your mom? She's gone full gypsy.
Carol's a gypsy?
Carol and gypsy.
It's funny that you bring up my mom. She's going to be here tomorrow. She's going to be in Portland tomorrow. You can ask her.
I could ask her. Your mom is sweet, and I like her.
You're referring to the activity on the Facebook.
Yes.
Because you're friends with my mother.
I am. I'm friends with your mom, too.
I know.
No, and June has actually, physically known my mom in person for as long as he's known me, really, for almost 20 years. So, so my mom has... been posting the evolution of something that she's been building on Facebook, which is called a Vardo.
Vardo.
Do you know what that is, Patrick?
No,
if anybody, if listeners know, you'll get a bonus point.
Ooh, there's something to add to the scavenger hunt.
Yeah, if you see a Vardo. So what a Vardo is it's like a gypsy wagon.
A caravan wagon.
A caravan wagon.
Like a palanquin? Oh, it's like... Like, it has wheels?
Yes.
Oh, it's like it's mobile.
It's kind
mobile.
Of like a carnival thing that...
Yes, exactly. That, like, if that, anybody saw a carnival...
Yeah.
On, it, or, it's, or, yeah, like a traveling circus, like what you would live in.
But they have to be gypsies, I'm assuming.
It's a Vardo.
I'm assuming you drop one end down and, like, steps come out and, like...
Yeah, weird. Yeah. So my mom has been documenting her... She built one from the ground up.
Right. She had a trailer, like... Something that you would pull behind a car.
Like a, just and a square she, wooden with wheels.
Exactly. And she adapted it to be this little, this gypsy caravan. And she painted it. It looks great.
It's wired for sound. Like she can plug an iPod into it and blast music. She upholstered the entire inside with different materials. And there's a window that pops out.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
And the reason she did this is because she sell my mom sews... And sells wares at the Renaissance Fair, which is crazy that they actually have a Renaissance Fair in
Montana,
in Stevensville, Montana, which is a tiny town in between, like the town that I grew up in and the town my mom currently lives in.
I assume that that part of Montana was still in the 1300s, like
well,
technologically.
Some, mentally, some of them are.
Women are burned at the stake for being witches.
When you were growing up, did she do this?
No, but my mom did other things. Growing up, my mother was an aerobics instructor for a while. She taught country western dancing for a while.
No shit.
And my father was...
Way to
they,
go, Carol.
They would teach... She would come to my elementary school and teach us aerobics sometimes.
Was that embarrassing for you? Did you think you were
well,
like
no,
it?
I think it would have been if it was like junior high school, just because everything is embarrassing to you
right.
junior high school. But no, it was super fun. Like when she would come to, you know... She did some choreography in, like, school plays that I was in and stuff, and everybody was like, your mom's the coolest, like, you're... Because my mom would know all the what was hip on the music, and she would...
You guys need to chill out and be fresh.
And she would... Yeah. Well, she would... We would do, you know,
pop
we would do dance
that.
Routines, but it would be, like, you know, with Cameo.
Right.
And, you know, like, Word Up and stuff. Like, right. new music that we all related to rather than, you know... People are like, your mom's hip.
Your mom's got to chill down.
So it wasn't embarrassing... But it probably would have been if I was, like, into the awkward ages where God, my parents were so dumb.
So when you went goth, it would have been awkward.
Yes, exactly. I wouldn't have been in part of the aerobics class after I was in my goth
Everything
phase.
Sucked when you're goth,
yeah.
though. Even you sucked. You're looking at yourself going, I'm so
you're like,
ugly.
I hate
oh, my God.
The thing
you know what didn't suck when you're goth? The Cure and clove cigarettes.
Yeah, those are the only two things.
And black Morris. Velvet.
Coffee.
Coffee. That's
coffee.
Right. All night coffee
the
places.
Only Denny's. Going to Denny's. And just...
We had Forbes.
What's... Oh, Forbes is the Denny's. We also had Bickford's in New Hampshire, which was the Denny's of the time.
Yeah, we didn't have Denny's.
Your mother's older. Like, she's, what, 20 years older than you?
Yes. Exactly 20 years.
I'm figuring, like, we're at a certain age. Are we going to start... She didn't do this. Like, she was always doing something, but...
Yes, my mom has always done some sort of thing.
When is this whole gypsy Vardo kind of, like, go into Renaissance fairs things happened? In the last...
She's been belly dancing, and now she more costumes than belly dances, but she's mm-hmm. been doing it for over 10 years.
Okay.
Probably maybe even longer.
But now she's starting to build shit.
My mom's always built shit, but now she's building caravans.
Is this going to happen to us where we start to, like, go, wow, we need hobbies now?
Well, I can see from a certain standard, at a certain time after the kids have left and you're an empty nester, you have to kind of fill your time with something. And, you know, doing something creative like building Vardos, is that what they are?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty rad.
That's something.
And my mom's an amazing seamstress. Well, I can sew, but not very well. Like my mom.
Do you think that's considered a midlife crisis type of thing?
No. Or? I think it's,
not
I,
for my mom.
I think, no, I think it's like, that's the question I was asking. It's like, we're going to get older. If you have kids, they're going to leave the house.
Right.
If you don't have kids, you're just going to get older, and you're be like, oh, well, maybe I should take up Spanish. Or like, what hobbies?
Especially for somebody like us, and also my mom included, who don't have, like, a career, per se. Like, none of us went to 8 years of college to become surgeons. Right. Like, we all work a job, but that's all it is. It's not a career that fulfills us. So you have to look for other Vardos outside of the workplace. Vagabond.
I did not leave my illustrious sports medicine career to do this podcast. I understand what you're saying.
I didn't go to tarot card reading school for 20 years to just leave it, but to be a skateboarder.
My mom actually read tarot cards too when I was in elementary school. Well,
that's probably what gave her the seed to build the Vardo.
She read everyone's tarot at my fourth grade birthday party. And it was like everybody was like, what the fuck? This is awesome.
As like a brainstorming exercise, why don't we think of stuff that we might do once we get to be empty nesters? Once Sweet Baby Killer Thomas leaves the house, and once the boys leave the house, or they move to the basement or the attic, actually. And what are we going to do with our lives? Right. Because we're all kind of the same people. We don't really have a profession.
Right.
So why don't we go around the room and pick...
Wait, sorry. Hold on a second. Jenny and I just need a moment. Anyway. Okay, June, go ahead.
Let's figure out what we would do, possibly, or maybe what... Jenny, what you think Patrick could do, and let's...
I know. Well, something popped into my head immediately for June. I know what June's going to be doing.
Okay, well, one sec. Will you go first, please?
Yes. Yeah, so when the first thing I thought of something that June, like maybe a phase that June will go to, let's say when he's like 60.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be 60. I can't believe it. I didn't know I was going to be that old.
You're going to be 60. And I think that June is going to go through a phase where he starts to obsess about the life of Houdini, and he becomes an escape artist, and he tries to outdo the escapes that Houdini did, and he becomes first it'll start with magic, mm-hmm, little sleight of hand here
and
there,
right.
Little card trick,
excuse me, what's that behind your ear?
And then it's going to escalate into, June's going to get very into this, and very into tricking his friends and, you know.
Look, an eagle.
Sawing a woman in half, maybe. But eventually, Houdini escapes, underwater chains, straitjacket. And he's going to master it, and he's going to go on America's Got Talent at age 60. And he's going to win the motherfucker.
I have to say something. There is something to be said about someone talking nice about you. I don't know if it's just not happened in a long time, but man, I love hearing people talk nice about me.
When people come over to June's house in 20 years, they get to see like skulls on top of the piano. Or instead of the piano, it's going to be a coffin with, like, skulls on it?
No,
is he going to go that far?
No, when they come over, June is going to appear out of the piano.
What's
in an illusion. He's going to make the piano disappear and then reappear.
What's he hiding in
with
now?
With skulls on it.
He's hiding himself.
All right, well, you know what, Jenny? I got you. I got what I think might happen to you. And this is cliche, and it's almost redundant. But I'm going to say you're going to go gypsy just like your ma. Ooh. The apple don't fall far from the tree. And you're going to go gypsy. Next thing you know, you're buying a handsaw and a wagon, and you're going to have yourself a Vardo.
You're going to put scarves over everything?
June,
you're going to be draped in scars. You're going to be like, ah, I had so many scars.
June knows me better than most, and I think we've talked about this on the show before, that there was a period in my life when I actually wanted to change my name to Gypsy.
Gypsy Lynn, to be specific.
Because my middle name is Lynn.
You know, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you
off. That's
okay. But I've decided since when Carol's in town, your ma, I am going to refer to you as Gypsy Lynn, not Jennifer, Jenny.
I'll answer.
You are going to be referred to as Gypsy Lynn every time I see you.
Carol's in town, I'm going to be like, Gypsy Lynn, what's up?
I'm going to actually tell my mom about that, because I don't know if she ever knew that I wanted to do this, and now it's full circle. See?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Kuma now you're feeding off of each other.
Kuma Matata.
June, I see you at 60 years old. I look at you as the metal detector warrior. I see you on the beach.
Oh, I do too.
In your navy, in your peacoat, just scouring the sands for treasure.
Looking like Hubert P. Farnsworth.
Just waiting for a kid to come up and be like, hey, mister, what are you looking for?
Taser.
And you're going to school the kid you're in
gonna
the
go,
art.
You're going to go nothing. But of the metal detecting. Still young. And you're going to keep going. Because I can see you. Just, you're going to live by the ocean. You're going to want to live by the ocean. And this gives you a reason to do it. I see that in you. It's just a hobby. You're just like, I could find some doubloons.
And then June's going to find the treasure he's been looking for after 20 years of searching, and he's going to have a heart attack right after. He's going to be like, this is what I've been looking for.
$20 worth of Wonderland tokens.
Oh, my dying wish.
Okay, I'm going to play Dig Dug.
I can actually see that.
All right, Patrick.
I love the metal detector warriors. I love those people.
Sadly, that's not too far-fetched.
Right?
Very sadly. If once I could, I'm too cheap to buy one.
June's
once I
realize,
could actually manifest the technology to create my own, then yes.
You're going to realize all those Powerball tickets you've been buying all these years, you could save up and just buy a metal detector and find your own treasure.
It's like a Snoopy snow cone machine. It pays for itself in one summer.
It's true.
That was a long summer.
All right, Patrick, I got one for you. There's two different routes that Patrick could take. He could take the good route, or he could take the gross guy route. I think it's probably gross guy is probably really low number. It's probably like maybe 3% that you would go that way because you're not a gross guy. But if you went that direction, I'm going to say voyeur. You're the
peeper?
Yeah, he gets dressed in black and he goes and peeps in ladies' windows.
You said 3%?
Yeah, I don't think you're gross.
I'd multiply that by about 33.
All right.
Go with that.
So 99%?
Mm-hmm. All right. Good math, June. Good job.
What was the other one? Just so I could have hope for my alternative.
No. I just see you dressed in black. And it. you're especially prevalent in the winter months because you have to have that fucking awful ski mask on. The left eye, the right eye, and the mouth
and
hole.
Just the hole.
Baklava? Is that what they're called?
I don't know.
I think that's what they're called. Baklavas.
But Patrick does love the layers, so the winter months would be best for him.
Layers keep the stench out of the world.
Looking in my room, mommy.
Just a little
And
bit
he
more
just looks
left.
Like he's saying, ooh.
No. He does the gross thing.
Because the ski mask. Ooh.
No, he does a gross thing where that, you know, the mouth hole, his tongue just comes out and he licks the glass. I hope it doesn't go that route, Patrick.
Yeah, okay.
I hope it doesn't go that route.
Well, I actually, for Patrick, I had two as well, and one was what I envisioned. Hopefully, Patrick would be good Pat, and Patrick would be bad Pat. So I also
you had the
have,
same thing?
Yeah, I also have two, and what I came up for Pat with is that he's going to become...
You're on the precipice, Patrick, right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it could go either way here. Pat's going to get really into clowning. He may or may not go to clown college, but he's going to get really, really into it as an adult.
I'm going to find a local troupe of clowns and go like, hey, when do you guys meet? Tuesday nights, I'm free.
And so he's going to be the clown that shows up and he's, obviously not sober.
Right.
And they're like, God, we paid $75 for this clown. Yeah. Look, he's obviously wasted. But Billy really wanted a clown. Let's just let him perform.
Instead, this clown theme, instead of like My Little Mermaid or whatever, it's Game of Thrones. Just horrible.
But all he does, he makes balloon animals, but all he makes are swords, which are just balloons blown up.
Right. Do you want another sword? I got 8 swords. Here's another sword. And it's just one of the long
it's
ones.
Just a
That's
phallus.
It. That's it. Yeah.
That's
it's
it.
It's a dick.
And they're all black.
I like that, but I've got cautionary tales from Jude and Jenny about what I could get with habits when the boys have left the nest. Jenny, I think you're going to get to a certain age and you're going to get to be one of those fanatical gardeners.
Ooh.
Can I give a predictability on this one?
Go ahead.
I'm giving it like a 97.
I think it'll be like, I'll call Jenny and be like, hey, Jenny, I haven't talked to you in about a month. She'd be like, you haven't talked to me in a month. Come over. Bell peppers are in season.
I got bell peppers. It's harvest time.
I'm going to make some fucking goddamn guacamole for you because I made avocados. You can't grow avocados. I can make avocados. I mean, like, pizza, she'll just get so intense. I can see you digging in the dirt.
The avocado plants will become my children because I'm an empty nester.
Maybe that's because you're a new mom and I'm thinking, like,
this one's Jolene.
No, I'm
this one's Jolene too.
I'm just constantly canning and sending it to Jolene at college. Right. And she's like, God damn it, I don't need any more freezer jam.
Right.
She's like, liberal arts degree, what? You're throwing your money away.
I think that one's actually probably pretty true.
I could see that happening. You know what? That's one that BT might also kind of back as well.
He's the gardener of the family right now.
Yeah.
So I butt into it, he might get a little testy.
All right. For you, Pat. Actually, Jenny, as I see for you, you become the super fit, super energized fitness instructor.
I like it.
And you're wearing the onesie. Like, you're dressed exactly like the girl in Breakin'.
And I can't even talk, like, I can't even have a conversation with you without running in place.
Right.
Because
she's a superwoman.
I'm just constantly, I have to be moving constantly and chugging water.
Right. Super fitness woman.
I can see that. So I'm going to go into my positive for Pat. I think that Pat is going to become a fly fisherman.
River runs through it,
motherfucker. River runs through it.
River runs through, you know what the river runs through is, Jenny? Runs through the heart.
It's true.
Right through Patrick's heart.
And Patrick's going to become a person who doesn't have a lot to say, but when he does say something, it's very profound.
That's a lot. Actually, I can't see that.
And it's all about just like feeling what you feel and about your passions while he's tying off a fly.
You know, tying a fly is like the level of distortion
he'll
use.
He'll take people down the rapids and they'll be like, this guy doesn't talk much, but he's a genius.
I will tell you when that happens. When he gets in a car wreck and bites his tongue off and he can't talk. And he just is too lazy to learn sign language. Otherwise, I don't think you will. No offense, I'd love the hell out of you. But I don't ever see you not talking all the time.
No, when he becomes a fly fisherman, he won't.
Well, because one, you have a lot to say, always, which is good, but maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong.
I'm saying that he's going to become this person that now, when he does talk, it blows your fucking mind. He only has to say one thing throughout the entire night because it's the most amazing thing you've ever heard.
I'm going to jump in there and say, Jenny, that is what I strive to. The reason I talk so fucking much is because what I have is worthless to say. But sometimes if you throw 100 pieces of shit at the wall, one of them will stick and be genius.
But yeah, and you're going to grow up and you're going to realize only to throw out that one shit.
I'm starting to learn that now, but I'm still like at like apprentice level. I've got like another like 8 years until I get to journeyman.
This is great fly fishing, Patrick. Thanks for having me out here. You ever wonder why you can't put metal in a microwave?
And people are like, mind blown.
Mind blown. And then they uses you for bait. Okay, yes. Patrick, for you, I see, and this could very well be a very profitable disposition for you. And that is a musician or a magician.
Thanks.
Like you start with card tricks, just like you use it on me. The card tricks, and then eventually you have your wand that turns into what? A bouquet of roses.
Can I be called Prestidigitation?
A bouquet of roses. It was a wand, now it's roses.
Can I be called Prestidigitation Pat?
Sure.
Yes, you can be
Prestidigitation
called
Pat.
I like it.
Or how about just Presto Pat? That's easier for people to say.
I like the Prestidigitation. It's a hard word to say.
It is.
Well, after he stopped talking for so long and did his fly fishing gig, he eventually got struck by lightning and got this horrible stutter.
I want to. Do you have anything else you'd like to say about this?
Pat the musician.
I'd like to say another one.
Magic.
I'm done. I'm not going to say anything.
You guys want to see some magic?
I'm just going to play clips. I have nothing else to say.
This roses. I'm doing my routine. coming.
I'm going to pull a rabbit.
If you look, that's an eagle. All right, the next one I have for Jenny, actually, is, and I could see you doing this, like, theatrically, and that is a no-joke, full-on serious puppeteer.
Like a...
For children.
Like a marionette?
You know, for kids.
Is she doing...
Like not like a ventriloquist, but like a
straight on you standing there with the marionettes in doing fucking.
But she has to do the voices too.
Well, yeah, of course. But you're not trying to be a ventriloquist right. about it. You got it, and you're doing like crazy stuff.
So it's being
stuff
Jenny
that you
Malkovich.
Never think like you're doing the Transformers or something. You're doing a what's the one. The 3D one we went and saw, God damn it, Avatar. You're like, I did the whole movie Avatar with my marionettes.
When June said that, I was like, what? Did we get really fucked up and go see some 3D puppets? Because I don't know what you're talking about.
No, you broke the barrier in puppeteering. You're like, I got Avatar. And you got people, old men in the audience are weeping out loud.
I have no idea what she's talking about right now.
She's going to be a puppeteer. Do you guys have anything else?
I just have one that I predicted for myself that I hope comes true, is that BT and I are going to become one of those couples that gets really, really into Harleys when we're 60. And we're like, we buy a super expensive Harley, and then we buy matching leathers, and then we get them embroidered that say, like, Mom and Pop. And then
you start tucking your white T-shirts into your fucking stonewashed jeans.
Yes, and then I'll wear a camel toe all the time.
And then you're in Sturgis.
And I'll be, like, so tan that I'm like a fucking saddlebag because we're just cruising around the U.S. of A. and going to car shows.
And you have those crappy intercom systems yes. where you could tell jokes
and
to
I'm
each
like,
other.
Honey, I have to go pee again.
So you're on your own bike. You're not, like, just sitting there, like, grappling
on to
his
hard-cut abs. No, I think I'm going to be a bike bitch.
Really? You gonna ride bitch?
I think I'm gonna ride bitch.
You know what? Prediction. I see you doing bitch for one run, and then all of a sudden you're
like,
fuck
"I gotta
it.
Be free."
But you know, also, I take that back. I take that back because if BT's not drinking, you could get wasted and still.
I know,
ride
and then
that.
I could ride bitch.
That's true. All right, Jenny. The last one I have for you is rodeo sharpshooter.
Annie Oakley.
I want that one
exactly.
Oh my god, that's the brilliantest one.
I want that one.
You do all the crazy tricks. You shoot with the mirror. You sharpshoot. You have the double pistols, and you rope cattle. You're the queen of the rodeo.
I want that.
All right, we're gonna jump into a fake break. When we come back, we got more stuff for you. Until then, stick around and enjoy this little audio tidbit.
Friendly town near the Laurel Mountains of Pennsylvania enjoys one of nature's most pleasing gifts, a natural supply of drinking water drawn from the mountain reservoirs nearby. It's from these same mountain reservoirs that Rolling Rock draws the water to brew its famous beer, Rolling Rock Premium Beer, the beer that's better because it's brewed from mountain spring water. Ask for a bottle of Rolling Rock beer at your favorite tavern. And to enjoy it at home, you can order it by the case from your neighborhood dealer. Although Rolling Rock is best known for its small 7-ounce green pony bottle, if you prefer the larger size, you can also buy it in 12-ounce bottles and cans.
Taken in a while.
It was like a real fake break.
No.
Yet it was reminiscent of the old fake breaks that we used to take. I have something I want to talk to you guys about. Maybe bounce the idea off of you two that I have about a certain subject that's been happening in the media. And that is, I am sick and tired of that fucking royal baby. I don't want to hear about the royal baby. I have no affiliation with the royal baby, either political or even...
Wait, you didn't follow the royal baby?
Actually, percentile?
You didn't follow the royal baby?
No, I have nothing to do with that royal baby.
Guys, I'm sorry. I'm raising my hand now. What royal baby?
I'm talking about Prince...
Are you kidding, Pat?
Do you even know the... One second. I'm sorry, Patrick. Do you know the names of the Prince... Prince... Who's
yeah,
he, what's
Prince
it?
William and...
Oh, and Kate.
And Kate her Middleton. Oh, okay.
They had a baby?
Kate Middleton.
Yes, they had a baby.
Yeah. Do you not have a television? If you have turned on the television at all... In the last week.
I haven't even turned on the radio.
It's been the count. Like Kate wasn't even in labor. And they've been talking about, because she's getting closer to her due date.
Oh, no.
Now it might be the due date. The day is the day. Like, people have been
now
lined
in the
up
hospital.
Outside
now
of
the
possible
hospital.
Are they at the hospital?
Oh, my God. Is she in labor? How long has she been in labor? Is it? What color is the baby's
predictions.
Hair?
Predictions. There's no, they don't know the sex. Is it going to be a girl? Is it going
to
be a prince? Is it going
to
be a queen? Is it going to be a king? So it is. Is a little bit mind-boggling, Pat, that you have no knowledge of the baby.
Where the fuck have you been?
I
what
don't...
do you do during the week when we're not doing this? You know what? I know what he's doing.
Jerk
he's
off.
Reading the Game of Thrones for the third time.
No. Yeah, that would be a third of my day. The rest of the day, I'm pretending that I'm an orc online with my multitude of online friends.
Mm-hmm. Friends.
And I'm also...
Quote.
Trying to learn how to bake, like, cook salmon properly. It's hard.
Patrick's on a quest to cook good salmon.
I need to make the perfect salmon.
I don't.
What is it? 350? 325? What
you,
is
man.
The temperature?
Oh, the fish, it's overdone again.
Not so moist.
Oh, it starts out a pink and it turns a gray.
Your life has been for nothing, fish. Out of curiosity, how many pages?
No.
How many? How many pages in total? In you reading the series, not once, everybody,
but twice. I'm going to estimate 500 each book.
I would
500
say
times
at least
5 is 2,500.
5,000 pages.
That's not good, but giving a shit about the royal baby because Kate and William.
Don't try and segue out of this, asshole.
No.
I got to talk to you about.
I'm sorry, saying like, oh, it's better to get wrapped up.
Okay,
into that.
What I'm saying is,
he
has no knowledge of the baby to be tired of the baby.
Actually, I am so concerned about you reading Game of Thrones too many times. I'm sorry, but if every page was a speck of dust that fell on your dick. Then you would have like this
5,000 pieces
it would be
of
huge, in
dusty dick that's never gonna see the light of day. Quit reading book.
Unless it's your sister because you're learning about incest.
And do something.
June just told me to quit reading books and give a shit more about the royal fucking.
I did not say that. What
and
I said is
also
you said quit
he was
reading
tired
books.
Of the baby that he wants you to pay attention to.
Shit. God damn it. Fuck Game of Thrones. Back to us being sick of hearing about the baby.
I thought it was funny that the baby drew a crowd as if it was Van Halen. Like, people camped outside for days to see if the baby would be born. That's not like they're going to parade the baby out. It's not like Diamond Dave's going to come out and do a kick. They're not going to see shit. They're just going to be able to say...
How's everybody doing? Oh, you guys are great. Hey, you over here on the other side. All right. Yeah.
They're just going to be able to say, I was there when I was 40 and the baby was born and I was standing there.
Right,
that's
when it becomes king. I'm just sick of that.
Also, too, we are American. We don't live there. It's a big deal.
All I know is I'm sick of hearing about that stupid royal baby and I'm going to buy Patrick a new book.
that's the media too, is that they will latch on to like, oh, I think I saw the corner of somebody's coat that might be the one that might predict what the sex is of the real baby. I saw a sleeve.
This just in, there was a plume of black smoke that came out of the hospital indicating that the baby is presumably a male. And probably the heir of the throne, making Harry the, and possibly, you know, the party animal, Harry, is not going to be a king forever. He's not going to be king.
It's a boy? What's
his
name?
It's a boy. George Louis.
George? King George.
King George.
So he'll be King George the...
George Louis something.
George Charleston Shoe Electrica.
This is actually a curious thing, Patrick, because... Patrick got here early for the show that Jenny doesn't know that we have actually created a time machine, and we are going to try and communicate with someone from the future. Unfortunately, the baffles are on the lower side of the house, and I'm going to have to excuse myself.
You actually have to do, because if one man enters, another person has to come out.
Right. So
that's the way that the whole thing works.
Right. So if you excuse me, I will be back I'll be back in a little bit.
And we're going to take that little trip.
It's the future. In the future, Magnum P.I. is played on Mondays at 7 p.m. with my cable.
Like, how much in the future are we talking about? It seems like it's like 2 months from now. What is even happening here? She's still a baby, yes?
I'm coming to you, Mommy. Gypsy Taylor. When you're all cognito. And then there's Patrick. I'm coming to you from the long future. You ever see the movie The Matrix? Okay, I am from... the date. Let me look at the newspaper. The date is July 29th, 2013.
So, wait, you're from the future, but you're 5 days ahead of us from the future?
Correct, Patrick. I rule you from 5 days from now. Magnum P.I. is solving mysteries. Comcast has made alien creatures that are trying to take over the world. We call them Terminators, and they're coming.
Sweet Vivica Thomas, stop. Sweet. Okay.
Riding on motorcycles, and they got you.
Sweet baby killer Thomas.
Darling,
sweet baby killer Thomas. SBKT.
Oh,
wait, take a deep breath.
Maybe the strength.
Okay,
By the way, in the future? There's a show called Magnum P.I. and it repeats itself on Sundays. And he's in Hawaii and he's a private detective. And he has a friend that's a helicopter pilot. And they're friends from Vietnam. Oh, yeah.
There's a helicopter pilot.
Yeah, he's a helicopter pilot, Patrick. And he flies a helicopter and they live on the island of... get this. This is a real name for a place. It's called Oahu.
Sweet baby killer Thomas.
I'm a little bit concerned about how much television that my child actually watches.
Oh, people from the past. My time has become weary. I have to go back to the future. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, Mommy, I love you so much. And Patrick, you're in the future. You are a super dude. You have super muscles. Oh, I have to go back now, back to the future.
What the fuck did you say? Do I have a meth problem?
Your meth problem will destroy you. Goodbye, mommy. Goodbye, Patrick. Goodbye,
Jesus. Oh, sweet baby killer Thomas, you're going away.
know what to say.
Welcome back, June.
Yeah, the baffles boy down there were much... There were, you know, like baffles that you had to like shoot into a coal fire that we had burning. But boy, that was a very interesting guess that we had. By the way, listeners, Jenny, we didn't tell Jenny that we had the time machine built that she would get to actually talk to sweet baby killer Thomas.
Well, I had an inkling that something was going on when you guys were whispering behind my back.
We only had the chance to do it tonight, so.
Well, now I know what's happening with my daughter in 5 days, so I guess I better get ready.
That's a future, though. All right, so we're coming to the end of another Hideous Creatures show.
It's the future.
At least I have five days to prepare.
All the predictions, so it's good. If you'd like to, we're coming to the end of another Hideous Creatures show. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so by... contacting us at our website, which is HideousCreatureShow at squarespace.com. You can email us at HideousCreatureShow@gmail.com. We're also on the Facebooks. You can give us a call anytime, day, night, drunk, sober, happy, or sad at Patrick's cell phone, 971-212-6642. My number is 503-933-2645. Leave a message. If I don't know who it is, I won't answer it, so don't worry it. You can listen to the show via our website, Podbean, Podcast Alley. And if you, and iTunes.
I'm sorry. I make.
What?
Do those things actually really exist other than iTunes?
I know, right?
They do.
No one goes to those.
Well, a lot of people,
Bean Alley.
You know what? I've gotten messages from fans that are, that have had issues with those sites, and I've actually helped them. And believe it or not, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, but I fixed it, and they got
to
have
iTunes.
Yeah, but some people are scared of iTunes. They hate iTunes.
Okay,
those people
go to the bean and the go in the alley,
the pod alley, the bean alley.
If you use iTunes, please take a minute or two out of your time and give us a 5-star rating, maybe a little review. It'll not only make us look awesome to our parents, but it'll help us go up in the ratings and give us some more exposure. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so by just telling a friend.
Were you about to say buying a t-shirt?
No, that's not in the copy, so I didn't read it. Ron Burgundy.
He was about to. I saw his lips form.
Special thanks this week goes out to one Michael Kelly.
Thank you, Michael Kelly.
I have a special thanks. Well, I have a special shout-out I'd like to give to our number one listener, Matt Murphy in Seattle.
Oh, Matt Murphy.
Who is expecting Murphy 2.0. The cat's out of the bag, and I would like to wish you...
Congratulations, Matt.
Congratulations, Matt.
That's awesome.
It's official now, and I can say it.
Boy or girl, do you know yet?
No. It's just out of the bag.
Oh,
so,
Matt.
Way to go, Murph. I love you.
Congratulations,
way to go, Matt. That's congratulations.
That guy's good. That guy's good peeps.
He's good people.
Good peeps. I can't wait to see him and his wife, and I'm so happy.
By the way, not to be perverted, but Matt, you have a very pretty wife.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm surprised. You don't have like fucking 20 kids.
I was gonna say,
I know,
it,
right?
And I wasn't gonna be perverted, and then you had
She's
to say
beautiful.
It.
She's beautiful.
She's, well, you know, Matt is nothing to throw sticks at either.
There you go. That's the sound of the Murphys.
In your future, Matt Murphy, you will have a child that will make millions of dollars, and you and your wife will have a wonderful rest home. The intro today was Brian Butterfield.
And the outro today is actually going to be a song special for our friend Alicia, who's getting married in 2 days.
Who's Alicia getting married to?
She's getting married to a wonderful man named Steve.
Okay.
So June and I are going to the wedding, and I'm actually going to be performing this song at their wedding. And it's by John Prine and Iris Dement. So, and it's a beautiful song.
All right. We're going to do another show in about 7 days. Until then, everyone, do yourself a favor and have a wonderful, wonderful week. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
She don't like her eggs all runny. She thinks crossing her legs is funny. She looks down her nose at money. She gets it on like the Easter Bunny. She's my baby, I'm her honey. I'm never gonna let her go. In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. She thinks all my jokes are corny. Convict movies make her horny. She likes ketchup on her scrambled eggs. Swears like a sailor when she shaves her legs. She takes a licking and keeps on ticking. I'm never gonna let her go. Sitting on a rainbow against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow against all. Big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes.